It's been on my heart all waiting. Me and my wife got where when anything tough comes up, we say, remember Vanderbilt. And we don't need to forget what all God's done for us. I mean, some tough things is going to come along through this life. And when we was down there at Vanderbilt with little Harvey, I mean, you don't know how these things is going to go. And we went out to, I told y'all, we went out in the parking lot and prayed, and I got in touch with God, and boy, that was good. But when we was walking out through there, all y'all been down to Children's Hospital, they got those little kids and those statues. The what is it called? Yeah. That ring around the rosy. And that's what they're doing. They're holding hands in them statues and they're going ring around. And there's one of them missing, you know? Boy, it gets real then, don't it? And you see what God's prayed out there in that parking lot, and God heard her prayer. And you just don't want to forget that. When things are getting tough, and I mean, sometimes it does, you just don't want to forget what God's done for you and what's got you this far, and how he's never left you nor forsaked you. And sometimes it don't even go the way you think it ought to go, but even in that, he's still there for you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. So we don't never need to forget God. And so that's what's on my heart. I apologize in advance. Y'all done know, most of you, if you're here and a visitor and this is your first time, you're fixing to find out. I'm not a real good reader, and I have to read a lot today. But I think it's good to read it right from the Word of God that you can hear, and this is where our thoughts is. And let's not forget God. And we're going to make us a T-shirt. She's handy, Sheila is. I'm not very handy at nothing. But she's going to make us a T-shirt that says, don't forget Vanderbilt. That way, when things get a little tough, we're going to slip on our T-shirts and we're going to wear them. Sometimes they might get to stinking. We may have to wash them pretty regularly. Because sometimes things are tough for a while, but we don't need to forget. Don't forget what God's done for you. If he's ever saved your soul, that's number one. He saved my soul as a 14-year-old boy, but there's been a lot of times since then that God's been there for me. And he's done things for me, and he's brought me out of things. He's brought me out of things I don't even know about. That's the truth. There's been things that I didn't even recognize that he was watching over me and taking care of. I think about how did I even get here? Some of the crazy things I've done as a child and as an adult, how did I even live to make it here? God was watching over me. I want to read from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Y'all pray for us. This whole chapter has got to do with not forgetting God. And I pray today that whatever you're going through, whatever the pain you're going through, it's so important that we don't forget God. It's so important that not only for us as we go along through time, it's important for these. That they be seeing us serve God and we're not forgetting God. And we're teaching them, and we're testifying, we're witnessing all the things that God's done for us. And he's done so much for me through my life. And that's what I want you to think about today, some of the things that God's done for you, and don't forget him. And all the commandments which I have commanded thee this day shall you observe and do, that ye may live and multiply and go into the and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou would keepest would keep his commandments or no, and humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. Now, I want you to listen. Sometimes God lets things happen, and sometimes God causes things to happen. There's sometimes with Job, he took down the hedge and he let Satan come in there. But there's sometimes God himself humbles us. He lets us go through some things to see what we're made of and to see if we remember him. And that happens. If you can't handle that, you're going to have a hard time with the Word of God. But you're going to have to understand there's times God wants to humble us to see what we're made of. Not that he can see, but what we can see what we're made of. That's what it was about with Job. It wasn't about what God would. He knew what Job was. He knew what Job was going to do. It was to Job to be able to prove to himself that he loved God. And I want you to know today, for us, we're going to go through some things. But in that, when we're in the fire, when we're walking in the fire, he will not forsake us. There will be a fourth man in the fire with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you, but he wants to find out if you find out that you will not forget him. And he said, and humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not. This is where he took care of them, and this is why we're not to forget. And knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee to know that a man doeth not live by bread only, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man live. And thy raiment waxed not. In other words, their clothes, the 40 years they was there, they were always was dressed. What did he tell them? Don't worry about how you'll be dressed or what you might eat. He'll take care of you. And I want you to realize that their clothes didn't get old. They always had was clothed. And thy foot swelled. And neither did thy foot swell for the 40 years. In other words, in all the walking they done, their feet didn't swell. Thou shalt consider in thy heart that as a man chastening his son, as the Lord thy God chasten thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and fear him. For the Lord God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks and water, of fountains and depths, and that spring up in the valleys and the hills, and a land with wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, and the land of all of all olive and honey, and a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. And beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, and not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built good goodly houses and dwelt therein. And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold multiply, and that thou and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart may be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through this great and terrible wilderness, when the fiery serpents and the scorpions and the drought were, and there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with the manna which thy fathers knew not, and he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do the good as thy latter end, at thy latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and my might and mine hand have gotten me this wealth. In other words, you begin to think you've done all this. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get walketh, that he may establish his covenant with which is sworn to thy fathers, as it is in this day. And it shall be, if thou do all, forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I will testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. And the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. And that's written the whole chapter. And all through there, he's telling them, I've done all these things for you. I brought you here. I fed you. I'm going to give you the brass. I'm going to give you the iron. I'm going to give you silver and gold. I'm going to give you all you want to eat. And you'll never have to suffer here. I'm going to do all this for you. But when you forget it, then you're going to perish. And it's easy for us to forget God. I want you to know how sometimes when we see our child raise up from an altar and say, Mama, I've got saved. Daddy, I've got saved. We see them walk up the aisle, come to that with the church, and we'll think we'll never forget these things. But I want you to know, if we're not careful, it don't take us very long. Forget what God has done for us. We'll forget all the blessings he's bestowed upon us. And he truly has been good to us. There was 10 leopard men over there in the Bible. I want you to know the Lord. They come to the Lord and he healed them. And I want you to know 9 of them turned away. Never recognized what God had done for them. Only one. And they said, a stranger, a Samaritan, come to him and recognize what God done for him. Just had done it and they done for God. There's times in my life that I know if God hadn't intervened, my family would have been destroyed. I know there's been times in my life that if God hadn't intervened, the ministry that is his, that he's gave me to do, would have been destroyed. There's been times in my life that I did not see no hope, and then God showed up and helped me. And I want you to realize today, what we have today, he's given us. And he's trusted us with it. We never need to think that we've done this on our own. We look around here and what he's done for us at Hilltop, how he's blessed us, what he's gave us, how we've been able to build on our building. We've been to the water's edge, I know, countless times. I have no idea how many times we've been to the water. Somebody asked me the other day, how many of you baptized at Hilltop? Don't know. It ain't my business. That's God's and the church's business. I have no. Somebody asked me one time, how many has ever been saved? Don't you preach? I have no idea. That's the Lord's business. That's where we get in trouble. When we begin to think we've done it by our own power and our own might. As a nation today, we're getting ready to fall because we feel like we built this country and he's the one done it. We have forgotten God. Her churches, as sad as it is, it's starting to forget God. We're thinking we're having more, we've got more power. He said, what power we have, it come from God. And that's what he said. The power you have, it come from me. Have we forgot what he's done for us? Have we forgot Vanderbilt? Have you forgot when you needed him so bad?
And you say that. There's been times I prayed and it didn't go my way. Listen to me. There's been times I prayed and it didn't go my way either. But listen, God's will's got to be done. Do you really think Christ, when he prayed there in the garden against him, when he submitted himself, said, "Thy will be done, not mine"? That was hard. That's the hardest prayer you will ever pray. But when his will is done, we do not need to forget that. We don't need to forget where he's brought us from. I know where he's from. I've heard Brother Michael say it all the time. I hear him say it praying. I know what I am, and I do too. Nothing but dirt. Nothing but the dust of the ground. One of them said that our yesterday, our body is made up of 90% water. And I'm sitting there thinking we're made of dirt. So I'm just mud. Just mud, I reckon, is what I am. I'm just some slimy old mud. But I know what I am, and I know what he's done for me. Please, Lord, don't let us forget where we've come from. How he brought us out of bondage. How he loved us. How he's fed us. There's been times you may have never experienced this, but honey, I've seen the phone quit ringing when you're in business. I want you to know it was about, I guess, the around 2003 or something. I was working for them mobile home companies. Had more work. My list on my refrigerator was always full. It never got under 10 or 15 jobs. I had more work than I knew what to do with. And I began to think I was a pretty good businessman. Had this business stuff figured out. Everything was going good. Went to look into getting the money from the bank, fixing to build a house. Going to fix me a good one. Thought I was doing all right. Look what I've done. Had, I think, two backhoes, a dozer, running two or three crews. Everything's going good. Everything's looking good. Going as far as Indiana, doing work, Alabama. I mean, I was getting to be a pretty good-sized little dog in a little bitty fish pond. And then it all fell apart. The phone stopped ringing. Nobody had no money. Nobody's building no homes. Everything went sour. You start thinking, how am I going to feed my family? You're no longer worried about building how big a house you're going to build. You're just wondering when you're going to get to stay where you're at. How am I going to pay my light bill? How am I going to, I don't want my kids to know how bad things is. How do you keep this from them? I know what that's like. And I also know what to give, like it's like to get on your hands and knees. Be willing to do what he's called you out to do. And then him change things. No, I still don't live in a great big house. Don't want a great big house. That was a big lesson for me. It was a big lesson for me. Things can change. Things can change. But I remember where he brought me from. How am I going to feed my kids? They just brought manna down from heaven. When you didn't think there was no way he was there. He just took old rock, a flint rock, brought water out of it. And then if you ain't careful, you get him again, forget where you've come from. You don't remember where he's brought you from. We all do that. I'm being honest. Everyone, our churches have forgotten. Our nation has forgotten. Us as individuals have forgotten where we've come from, just like those leper men. They forgot that he healed them. They just went on only one turn to come back giving glory. Done forgot Vanderbilt. Done forgot when you was on your knees calling on the Lord one day or one night, and He heard your prayer and gave you peace. Spiritual man will come in. I fed you. I saved your soul. I saved your children. I give you a husband. I give you a wife. I give you a home. All the things he's done for us, and if we ain't careful, we're so soon to forget. When things go just a little bad, when it gets just a little tough, when we do go through a trial, we just forget God. We just want to quit. Or when it gets going so good that we think we've done it by our own hand and we forget God. The psalmist said over in the 103rd division of the Psalms, bless the Lord. The kids sang that same song, bless the Lord, oh, bless the Lord, oh, bless his holy name. Not let us all forget all his benefits. Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy disease. So how do nations, how do homes, how do churches just simply forget God? Why would we want to perish? He said that's what's going to happen to you. That's the end result. When you forget God, you'll perish. We look around here and we're so blessed with all these little children. There shouldn't be a Sunday we come in here like I have a few Sundays all long toothed, down and out, just ready to quit, want to give up, don't know which way to turn or where to go. We ought to come in here and sing praises entering his halls. Singing praises in his name. Glory be to God for all he's done to us. We are so soon to forget how he's delivered us. How he's healed the ones that are sick. How he's brought us out of sin. How do we so soon forget? Brother Anthony talked about making a difference yesterday. Amen. He preached. He talked about how it was when he was a child. And how people served God and they knew that's where their help come from. And all I could do was just sit over and say amen. We grew up in a time where nobody had nothing. We grew up in a time where people did depend on God. They wasn't depending on the check that they're going to get Friday. And don't get me wrong. God lets you have that check. He wants you to have things. He wants you to prosper. But in that, he don't want you to forget where it come from. He's give you all the what we have today. He's give us this fine building. Why? That we can show it off, that people can see it. No, for him. He wandered in a tent. And I want you to know he wants a building where people will come in and worship him. And we don't need to forget that. If you don't come here and you stand up and be a witness for God, and let it be known for what God's done for you. Your children are not going to hear that. They're not going to say, if we don't come and the word of God be true, preached and the truth told, I mean, even when it hurts down to the bone. Your children are not going to learn. They're not going to understand. Sometimes I have to preach on hard things. I do. And sometimes it hurts people's feelings. And sometimes people don't come back. And that just kills me. See, with that we forget where we've come from. Sometimes there is a chastening hand of God. And sometimes he uses a man like Nathan to come to David and tell him, you're the man. I want you to know David could have fit it. He could have got mad too. But you know what he done? He repented. That's the difference. So when the word of God hits you up one side and down the other, remember where you've come from. We have got to teach these babies. I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't want to sound pessimist, but if we don't change in another generation or so, we ain't going to have nothing here. And that's just the truth. You may not want to hear that. But the truth hurts. Amen. When you take God out of it, when you don't remember all that he's done, when you're not a witness for all that he's done for you, and a few more just die out, a few more are gone, there ain't gonna be nothing left. When you say, I thought you was going to be optimistic. I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm trying to tell you, don't forget God. Amen. Let's quit doing what we have done. And let's teach them. Let's bring them up in a way that they won't forget what all God's done for them. Those Jesus healed, they forgot. Only one turned back. Joshua was able to bring the children into the Canaan land. They'd wandered through the wilderness. When Joshua died, he was 110 years old. The book of Judges, chapter 2, is where we're going. And then all the elders and the older ones had died. And there rose up a generation that forgot God. I want you to look around today before I read this to you. You look at these babies. Look around. Look at them. I mean it, look at them, the ones you're holding in your arms. It don't take long. What we read to you in Deuteronomy, he said, I've done all these things for you. Don't you forget. You're in the wilderness. I'm doing these things. I brought you here. You're getting ready to go into the promised land. After what I promised you, I'm going to give you. You're getting ready to go. Now Joshua's got them there. He's brought them in. The Lord used Joshua to get them there. They're coming in. And exactly what he told them, don't you let happen, is exactly what they done. In the 10th verse of the 2nd chapter of Judges, and also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and that's that generation of Joshua and those that come in, and arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. They had forgot all that he'd done for them. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. And they forsake the Lord God, their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, followed other gods and of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsake the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and delivered them into the hands of the spoilers, and spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies, and around about, and so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whatsoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them, for the evil, as the Lord had said, as the Lord had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went whoring after other gods and bowed themselves unto them and turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in. Obeyed the commandments of the Lord, but they did not so. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judge, that he delivered them out of the hand of their enemies and out all the days of the judge. For he repented the Lord because of their groanings, by reason of their groanings, by reason of them that oppressed them, he vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers, and following other gods to serve them, to bow down unto them, and they ceased not from their own doings, nor from their own stubborn way. And anger, Lord, was hot against Israel, and because that these people have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto me, I will also not from here drive out any from them of the nations which Joshua left when he died. And I want to stop right there. Listen to me. Pay attention today. It don't take long. A generation, you say, well, that's a while. It does not take long for people to forget God. And you raise up a generation that don't know nothing about what God has done for them. This country was established, was it in 1776? Is that right? How long has that been? Somebody quick with me. 250 years? Couple, three generations? Everything they wrote to do, well, how this country was established had to do with God. Had to do with His church. They knew where their help had come from. They knew they'd been delivered. And look at us today. I'm 60-year-old. I call myself an old man. For the most part, I still do pretty good. I've been around a little while. I've been around long enough that when I was a boy, I can remember walking up and down the road, and I did all the time. I could hear men in their old feed barns, their tobacco barns, praying. I remember going to your grandparents' house and you hear people praying. I remember when the church had a revival, everybody come and help and support it. I remember when everybody tried to testify and be a witness, and they tried to teach their children the right way. I remember when they taught us to fear God. I remember what he done for me as a 14-year-old boy on the second row from the back on the right-hand side. had nowhere else to go. I remember, Lord. I remember down in that parking lot. I remember Vanderbilt. And no matter how bad it gets, I will not forget what God has done for me. What I worry about is my children and my grandchildren forgetting what He's done for them. And the reason I worry about it is because we have failed to teach them. We're raising up a generation that's going to forget God. How important it is for you to be at church on Sunday. The most important thing you'll ever do. You don't want your family to perish, you better bring them. How important it is for when we vote for godly men instead of our billfold. You better believe it's the most important thing you'll ever do. When you mash that button, you better make sure what you're voting for. Because if you don't, you're going to raise up a generation that's going to forget God. Tell me, in your mind right now, where are you at? Where was that place that the Lord saved your soul and delivered you? Where was that place that you didn't know where else to go? Maybe you've never known how He was going to feed your children. Maybe it's always been good for you. I hope it has been. But all of a sudden, somebody walks up to you and hands you some money and says, well, I know you're having a hard time. And you're able to go to the grocery store.
Amen. Amen.
Your kids are able to eat. Tell me that time when the doctors and everybody else had no hope, but God was still God, and He delivered. And tell me that time when it didn't go your way and you lost your loved one, but what He done was just come over there.
Amen.
Yep.
He just held you so tight.
Amen.
He said, I'm here, brother. How are you going to ever forget that? When you was able to have peace, no matter how bad it hurt, are you going to forget? Remember what He's done for you.
Amen.
Teach your children. No matter, I know it's been hard. I know it has. He's not went nowhere. He's got your granddaughter. If I ever get so lifted up with pride and think I've done something, I beg y'all, come talk to me. Because that's how people get to thinking they don't need God no more. That's why He let them do without a little food. They murmured and said, would you bring us out here to starve to death? And then when it got so tough that they didn't have no hope, here come manna. Did you bring us out here to thirst us to death, Lord? We'd been better off to stay in bondage. They told Moses, go over and you smoke that rock. And here come out of old flint, dry rock. Here come water. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. That's my message. If you got a song, if you want to have a hand, I hope This is not trying to be. I'm trying my best to encourage you to not give up, not forget thy Lord thy God, and keep his commandments.